Welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. We took the show on the road this week, traveling to Boston for the NextStar Network spring meeting. There, we talked with contractor Brian Craney, who has had great success getting young people into his business. Enjoy the conversation, and we will see you on the other side. All right, now we're going to bring in Brian Craney from Craney Companies. Thanks a lot for joining us today, Brian.
Glad to be here.
All right. You've had a lot of success bringing young people into your company. Just kind of tell our listeners how you accomplish that.
We do it two ways. One is we work very closely with the vocational technical schools in our area. And they have co-op programs. I'm not, you know, in Massachusetts, that's how the system works. So when they become juniors in high school, they're allowed to go out and start working in the field in a co-op program where they come for a week and work, and then they go back to school for a week. So we work closely with the instructors, we help with the curriculum, we invest in the schools, and it allows us to get some of those young students into the business. So they get to start applying time for the hours to go for their license during the school year, and then in the summers they come work full-time. And then once they graduate as seniors, you know, then they're hired full-time, and it puts them on a fast track to get their license. And so they're, you know, they kind of only learn our company way, which it makes it a lot easier for us to train. And we just found great success in bringing these kids along.
Okay, great. Are you doing anything to get those kids to those schools?
We also go out to grammar schools, which is 7th and 8th grade. And just do presentations on the great opportunities out there for young people in the trades, predominantly plumbing, electrical, and HVAC are the three trades within my company. So we present that to these young kids and explain to them about the jobs and the opportunities, both, you know, as vocational education or even continue on in college as well. And, you know, tell them what they can make for money, which seems to brighten their big, you know, their eyes up. You know, they just seem to really, a lot of the kids, I don't think ever would have been exposed to it. And we were able to just touch them a little bit and give them a sense. And they've ultimately made decisions to explore the trades when they become freshmen in high school.
Okay. Yeah, I noticed that you didn't say you were going into high school. So at that point, has the ship sailed a little bit?
I don't think the sales ever came up. You know, they're just, you basically kind of get the door slammed in your face. We're finding a way to break through. When the conventional standard high schools, speaking with guidance counselors, you know, they'll just come right out and tell you, don't waste your time. You know, we're all motivated here to get every child that's here to a four-year college. So we really need to step up our game and go to the superintendents to start to shed some light on why they need to change that, and local legislators, and get them thinking about it as well. You know, I think they realize it. It's just a little bit slow in making the change.
Sure. Whose mind is more closed, the kids or the parents?
First, the answer would be the parents. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, I'm a parent with three kids, and I didn't go to college. And not that I wouldn't have wanted to. My brothers did, and they seemed to screw off a lot and have a great time. I told them, this will never make the air, but I'll tell you the story. I said to my son, instead of going to college, I'll lock you in the basement with a keg of beer for a week. Get that out of your system, and I'll give you $100,000 to invest in a business on your own.
There you go.
I'd be better off than the tuition. But, you know, I'd say the parents are programmed. But really what we find, too, is these kids just don't realize the great opportunities and jobs that aren't going to get outsourced, that are going to be around. You know, when you look at your parents and they worked for a company their whole life and retired there, and now you look at our generation and, you know, it seems like there's no benefits, there's no pensions, there's all that's taken away, and you got to bounce around and move to different jobs. I have people that have worked for me for over 25 years in my company, and I'm proud of that. And it's not just my company, it's just a solid business where the work is there.
So now, would you rather hire someone straight out of trade school, or would you rather hire someone that maybe has spent 10 years at a competitor or a different business?
What I love is to get them right out of trade school. We always say it's they learn the cranny way, mm-hmm. and that's the only way. You know, so it just helps us. There's no bad habits that we would consider. And we're able to just focus on the important things that we want to see done the way it's done, consistently on the right foot.
Right. And I'm assuming you could probably have a pretty good training and structure in place to help them assimilate and not only learn the technical stuff, but also the culture of how you guys do business.
Absolutely. We do in-house training. We're also a NextStar member, so that gives us opportunities for training on the sales and presentation side. And then we also do some outsourced technical training using a couple of companies. And I think you're going to see the community colleges, you know, the government is kind of focused more on community colleges. So the trade schools that close down at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to see them doors swing open and they're going to be running the 3 to 11 shift to get people that are coming back from the service that want to be retrained in a trade. So we see that as a great opportunity as well.
Okay. Thanks a lot for your time, Brian. Really appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Kyle.
Thanks, Brian. Really enjoyed the information and the Boston accent. Hope everyone picked up a few things from this conversation. Thanks for listening. If you want to listen to any other of our podcasts, you can find us on echrnews.com or iTunes. Good times, everybody.